It's the Kix Morning Crew with Sean and Dave, joined in the studio by Ann Hunsinger from the Marine Corps League and Noreen Growth with Charity. We are going to be talking about a lot of things we're going to be doing inside the community to help raise money for Toys for Tots. Now, Ann, I know last year was a little bit crazy with COVID going on. Are there going to be any changes this year as far as how Toys for Tots program is going to be working throughout the community?
You know, we learned a lot last year. I'm almost at a loss for words, but it was so crazy. We put a whole lot of new systems into effect, registering online, doing the staggered pickup, drive-through pickup. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for distribution because I was sidelined with the big bug. So this year it's going to be better. I think a lot of things worked last year. There were a lot of glitches that we overcame as they came up. And we're going to use what we learned last year and streamline the process this year. So hopefully it's we're looking forward to a good year. Let's put it that way.
So for those that may not be familiar with what the Marine Corps League does with Toys for Tots, kind of set the stage for folks of what this is all about.
We have a 6-county area right now, which is Wayne, Union, Franklin, Fayette, Randolph, and Preble County in Ohio. And the Marine Toys for Tots program has been around for over 70 years now. What we do is collect new, unused toys, unwrapped toys, and distribute them to local kids in the community who wouldn't have it otherwise.
Now, Noreen, we are doing this event called Charity, and I feel like when I say it, I got to make sure I emphasize charity, and you're the person who's brought this to our company to make this happen. So tell us a little bit about Charity and kind of the background of it and what we're doing here.
Okay, Charity is an event that we are bringing to do annually here, and basically, in the past, we did it and called it Charity for the Cure, but now we're doing it and all the funds will benefit Toys for Tots, so we're really excited about it. Basically, you take an old chair, repurpose it, make it beautiful, and then we do an online auction to raise money. Now, again, for Toys for Tots, and we've got about 20 chairs that we expect to come in to be in the auction, and they're starting to come in, and they're very cool, and we hope that you will all go to our Facebook page, Charity, and share it with your friends. And the auction will be the 27th through the 29th. But I forgot to mention that there's still time to turn in a chair. You can do that and get them to us by August 18th to be included in the auction.
That's good, because we're still working on ours.
Now, no matter what kind of crazy time we're in, and one thing I love, kind of a mission statement we're getting from the Marine Corps League, is no matter what kind of crazy things we might be going through with life, this virus, everything else, the mission remains the same. We are getting these toys out to the community. So nothing's going to stop the Marine Corps League. Last year, we did the roof sit, which was a little bit different than we've done in the past. Would you say that was about as successful year as we've had? I mean, did you see any difference in last year to previous years?
It was crazy last year. You guys sitting out there on the roof all day. And
that was a blast. I enjoyed it. Get to wave at all the cars, get to work outside.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that.
And you had a good day for it. So it was, everything smiled on us. And it was a good year. The community pulled together. We were expecting... we didn't know what to expect, you know, with COVID and having to revamp our entire system. But it all came together.
And that's the beauty of it.
Together.
Regardless of what we're going through, the community always seems to kind of pull through. And it doesn't always have to be a monetary donation. There's folks dropping by all kinds of new wrapped toys for this thing. There were box after boxes of toys. And just to know that those are staying right here in our community with our neighbors and our friends, that makes a huge, huge difference. So hopefully with Charity and everything else we got going on with the Marine Corps League, Kix 96, we can make this one of the best years ever for our local kids.
That's the important thing to stress. It is for our local children. Everything that we raise here in our area benefits our kids.
And Christmas is going to be here before you know it. So it's not like, oh, I've got time. I can help, you know, help out with this, you know, on down the line. It's going to be here before you know it. So what better time than now to help out area kids?
And you know, every bit helps. Everything from crayons and coloring books to the big fantastic toys. kids need it all. So, and now's a good time too, while I'm plugging it, the back to school time. You don't find crayons any cheaper. Pick up some extra ones. We'll take them, believe me.
If there's some folks out there that maybe have some of these overstocked items at the house, maybe some coloring books, unopened crayons, and how can they get a hold of you or somebody with the Marine Corps League to drop these off?
Give us a call at 966-5283, weekdays after 4 p.m. It's our opening hours, and we can make arrangements to get you down there and get things collected.
Toys for Tots, cash for kids. Christmas is going to be here before you know it. Jump on Facebook, check out the charity page. Maybe if you have some of that stuff laying around the house, get a hold of the Marine Corps League. They would love to help you out, take some of that off your hands. And it's all for the local community. And Noreen, thank you both for taking time to stop by and hang out with us here at Kix 96. We're looking forward to making this a great year.